Welcome to the Novel Universe with your hostesses, Ashley and Dawn. We rate and review the newest and most buzzworthy books. We are true book club girls who don't always agree, but do enjoy a good book discussion. I'm Ashley, the fantasy architect.
And I'm Dawn, the criticizer of books.
Grab your favorite beverage and come and enjoy our universe. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Novel Universe with your hostesses, Ashley and Dawn. And today we are going to be talking about this super buzzworthy book, Bride by Allie Hazelwood. So if you are new to our podcast, how we set it up is we talk about the book spoiler free, and then we will let you know when we are going to spoil the book. So for those of you that are joining us for the first time, Dawn and I do not discuss the book before we talk about it. That's kind of like our POV because we want our reactions to be genuine and we want to make sure that you guys are getting a good and honest, solid review. Our next book is going to be The Familiar by Leigh Bardugo. So if you are Bardugo fans, everybody line up, because we're going to do one of her newest releases that comes out in April. So without further ado, Bride by Allie Hazelwood. Okay, this book is your classic need for vampires and werewolves and humans and alliances and dirty secrets, dirty ties, all of that stuff. There's now an alliance that needs to be had yet again between the vampires and the werewolves. Then that way they can calm down on the slaughter that's going on another side of the world. But of course, our main protagonist is not who they pertain to be. And there might be some, you know, sultry, muscular alpha males involved in this. That's about as far as I'm going to go with it, because I feel like everything within the description like spoils what's going on within this book. So follow us along for Misery and Lowe's story. Dawn, what did you rate this book?
Oh, I gave this book a big old 2. This was not enjoyable at all.
I gave this book a 2.5.
I am shocked.
And I have to say, I'm a huge Hazelwood fan. Huge Hazelwood fan. Like, she writes, like, really good romantic, like, just push and pull between, you know, the main protagonist, which is usually a girl and a guy, you know, and it's, her stories are very similar. Okay. Like, they're very similar. I was excited to read something new because, again, you and I have been trying to find a vampire story. I don't know for how long, you know, we thought Tracy Wolf's, was it, and that was not it. That was just like, you know, Twilight threw up and in your throat again, and they had no sense of uniqueness to that story. So this one was a little different, and I was really excited like to read it and to kind of delve like into this world, because, you know, they basically give up one person that's like their like bounties to make sure that like nobody crosses each other's borders.
Yeah,
and I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah,
that, like, that's weird. I'm excited about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But as we'll get into our dislikes, there were some things that just kind of missed the mark. It kind of just missed it. So, what was your first dislike of this book?
Well,
since you and I are in agreement with why we did.
I know.
It's a first.
It is a first. Well, okay. So, I have never read it. Haley? That's not her name. Alex Hazelwood, Allie. I've never read a book by her before. I thought I did, but I got her confused with Christina Lauren. So I have not read a book by her. However, I know that she is a romance writer. She is not a fantasy writer, and she needs to not ever be a fantasy writer ever again, because she just info dumped her world. Like, there's mm-hmm. no world building at all. Like, everything was just kind of explained in conversations. And you really couldn't get immersed into the world at all, because once somebody just, like, word vomits your world, you kind of forget the little nuances of what's happening. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. So you can't just call yourself a fantasy writer by dumping a whole bunch of info on your reader and then say, oh, well, I'm a fantasy writer now. Let's get back to the romance. Like,
I have to say, like, I am a big lover of Allie Hazelwood's romance novels. She writes those really well. There's a plot. There's, you know, beginning, middle, and end. Yes, some of the tropes, you're like, I'm here for it, but it's the journey, right? Like, that's something I think that I always say on here. Like, I'm here for the journey and how we got there. Like, because a lot of it I've read before. This, I was like, what? Happening. Like, I really like her as an author. She cannot write fantasy. She cannot do it. Like, and my biggest like gripe with this book is that when you stop caring about what the plot is, you've lost me as a reader. Like, I no longer cared what happened between the werewolves and the vampires and the humans. I no longer cared about Misery's quest. Like, I did it. It just kind of went, you know. And even like the thing that she writes so well, which is her romance, like, to get to that point, I even lost interest after that because of some things that happened. And I'm just like, what the heck? What are we doing? Like, and that's supposed to be the biggest high, especially when you're writing a fantasy book. There has to be a quest that I'm caring about. I am caring about getting to that point.
Yeah.
Whether that's because we need water, someone sold someone over here to, you know, slavery, whatever. Like, I'm here for it. But not that.
It's bad.
What was your next biggest thing?
I felt like there was a lot of missed opportunities for deeper themes. Like, she seemed to have a lot of really good themes starting, like, relationship with her father, Misery, and her father. The fact that Misery was told at some point that she has no goals and that she's aimless. Like, that's a huge theme right there. She also had no connection to her vampire self. That's a really big theme. But none of it was explored. The daddy issues thing was just surface level. One of the other things I said may or may not have been resolved, and the answer is may not. And actually, yeah, I'll just leave it at that because I'm getting into the spoiler territory. But she didn't explore any themes here. And that kind of makes your novel, like, relatable. I mean, we already have vampires and werewolves, and that's not necessarily relatable because we're none of those things, but they can still have emotions and go through things that we do that makes the book relatable to the reader, which...
Right. And there has to be something that we can attach to, whether it's the characters, whether it's the themes, whether it's, you know, just... who they are as people anyway. Well, maybe not even people, they're creatures, but like, there was nothing to attach us to at all. I had a really big problem with, and this is me because I've read stuff like this so much, like, we knew about a relationship's potential so fast. There was a moment that happened and I went, well, there's that. You know? It ain't no Easter egg. That's just like, oh, by the way, if you read it all, you're going to see what's happening. And that's not okay, in my opinion. As somebody who enjoys certain things like that, no. I was not happy. That was like the first lowering of a star for Ashley.
Oh, okay.
And that was soon. Like, that was really quick within the book, too. And I was like, you gonna do that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. didn't like Misery. I don't like her voice, her the sarcastic bitchy girl. I don't like that girl because authors never really do anything different with that woman. She's just snarky and sarcastic, and the main guy loves that and finds her to be unlike any other girls. Even though that wasn't stated, it's kind of
inferred. Well,
yeah.
I agree with you. I do. I had an issue with her as a character. There were moments where I was like, oh, I like that about you. And then there were moments where I was like, and there confirms why we would never be friends. Like, in the real world. Like, we would not get along together. We're not compatible. I had an issue with, like, who our villain was. I had a big issue with that because they weren't good. It was kind of flat. Again, stay in your lane. If you're writing romance, write romance. If you're writing fantasy, write fantasy.
Yep.
What about you? You got any more, like, big dislikes?
No, I think I think those were the huge ones.
Okay. I have nitpicks.
Nitpicks. It's nitpicking time.
It's nitpicking time. I cannot unsee a knot ever again.
I know. And we can talk about that more in the spoiler, but I want to know what you were envisioning because I don't know what I was envisioning. So,
yes, we will definitely will talk about how we cannot with a knot.
Yeah. I felt like Misery never, ever shut up. Like, she would be saying something and then he would try to interrupt her and then she would just keep talking in her head and talking out loud. And he'd be like, but wait. And basically, this is a new type of miscommunication where the main character just does not shut up and listen for 5 seconds. And she would have gotten the information that she needed.
So mine was similar to that, but mine was with Lo. So, like, Lo's supposed to be depicted as, like, this rather kind, loving, smart architect. Werewolf. What? I did not connect with Lo's architect dream. I thought that was just added information. It did nothing. Other than we talked about a house that was a little pretty. That was it. Like, why give him that trait? I don't understand. Like, Misery's, like, gift or whatever, like, that she was really wanting to, like, I understood. She had a job doing that. Like, she had a job and wanted to do something like that. His was just kind of like an afterthought. And it really upset me because I'm like, what are we doing with it? Nothing.
Nothing.
We're doing absolutely nothing with that dream. Oh, man.
Did he ever go to work?
I don't know. He left work to be the alpha.
Oh, he left work to be the alpha. Okay.
He left that dream.
Dream of architecture. I didn't think he was very alpha-like either. I mean, I guess there were a couple of times where he was like, growl. But I was like, oh, okay.
Her well-being, you know, we see that happen with the first time she gets attacked, you know, and he gets all at her, like, that's alpha E.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. There were a couple of outdated slang, and it drove me nuts. I can't remember one of them, but one of them was, she said something and then not. I'm not. Like, dude, that was 1996. We don't say that anymore. It's been 30 years since we said not. Whew, that is really nitpicky, but that's why we do this little segment, because...
I cannot with the knots.
Oh, no. That is the title of the podcast, friends.
I cannot with the knots. My last little, like, small nitpick is, why would you name your daughter Misery?
I know.
What?
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're already failing, people. Like, we are failing before we get started in this book. I thought that it was just like it was a theme. Like, I thought her name was supposed to be the theme of Misery. Like, but her real name was like Miserella or something. Miserabilla. Like something else. Like, I thought there was like a deeper meaning to like why she was named that.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
No, her name's just Misery. Because that's what I want for a person. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
That's all I really have without like spoiling anything for my dislikes.
Yeah.
I think we covered a lot of them. So let's go into our likes. If you have any.
I liked the politics potential between the vampire and the werewolves and the humans. It had a lot of potential, but once again, she didn't really develop it. And what she did do was info dump most of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was another character that I felt was pointless.
Yes.
Yeah. If you really are wanting to get into something with a little supernatural and mafia, Jade City by Fonda Lee is infinitely better than this. Like, that is how you do world building. This is not.
Mm-hmm. I really liked the relationship between Lowe's sister and Misery, because Misery is a character who has been neglected her whole entire life. She doesn't have anything that's hers that she can love and cherish or take care of. And so, like, that little snippet, I was here for. Like, every single time that interaction happened, I was like, oh my goodness, like, we're getting some feeling here. Like, we're getting a little bit of depth. Like, here we go. But again, it was very, like, surfacey, but I did like that relationship personally. Especially the peanut butter scene. I thought that was cute. Peanut butter sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any more likes?
I liked the disappearance of the friend storyline once again at first. But I wasn't expecting that. And it was a nice little surprise. I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to get a little bit of a little true crime mystery storyline going. Mm-hmm. I'm into this. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. She had like such good potential with this book. So like when I first like started, like the first 20%, I was like, I'm here for it. Let's do this. Like, I'm all signed up about this mystic friend. I'm all signed up about these alliances and needing to like have, you know, like collateral basically being exchanged in the form of a person. Like, I'm here for that. But yeah, and the friend thing, I was like, where'd she go? Like, what was she researching? Like, yeah. I want to know. The smut was decent in this book, except for certain things that we can talk about in the spoiler part.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was here for that. I was here for that because, I mean, Allie, she does write good. You know, I was like, okay. And I was let down. And scarred for the rest of my life.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that.
And scarred.
Yeah.
Scarred. Do you have any more likes?
Nope, that's it.
There was one quote in this book where it's talking about, because like This is my last basically like of this book. There's one quote, and of course I can't even get it because it just deleted it off of here. There's one quote from Lo when he's talking to Misery about when she's asking him, like, if you were to choose someone, you know, who would it be and all this other stuff. And his, like, little monologue that he gives her, where it starts off with, like, I would take anything she chose to give me, the tiniest fraction of her entire world. I would take her for a single night out knowing that I'll lose her by morning. I would hold on to her and never let go. I would take her healthier. I mean, like, that was, like, one part of, like, their whole entire romance where I was like, that's beautiful. Like, that's beautiful writing. That's beautiful. Just, like, I'm pining after this guy. Like, I'm starting to have emotion about him. Like, okay. Yeah. So that was my last little bit, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was a nice one.
It was right. Like, there were so many, like, little things where I was like, oh, that's good. I'm here for it. Let's get into the spoiler. Okay. So, guys, if this is your first time here, Dawn and I are going to be spoiling this book. If you don't want to hear about us spoiling anything, just know that our next book for next month is going to be Leigh Bardugo's The Familiar. Otherwise, I think we're just going to get into spoiling because I don't think we have anything else to say without spoiling this book, right? Yeah. Nope. Okay. Well, we're going to spoil it in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Where would you like to start?
We might as well start with the knot.
The knot? Okay, I want to know what you pictured, please.
So, like, a knot in the middle of the peen, right? Was that? That's what I was picturing.
Yeah. That's what I was picturing, too. But, like, at the base. That's at what I was like. Base.
Okay. I think I may have zoned out after she said not, and I was just like, I'm not going to picture that. I'm just going to picture a normal one. Because that's weird.
So, have you ever seen, like, videos or photos of what a male cat's genitalia looks like when it clamps into a female cat?
No.
That's always... it's all I saw. Basically, there's barbs, like, on it, and it, like, cinches in to the girl cat. And so she can't move away. So when the knot was happening, and it was tightening, and it's not letting go, that's all I saw was, like, this, like, magical contraption spinning at the base. It's, like, locking them in.
So does it always look like that, or does it form the knot?
Well, it's supposed it enlarges. Okay. In the book, it talks about it, like, growing, and you can see it growing.
Oh, okay.
Getting bigger. And I'm like, what? All I know is that when I read that, I was so grossed out. I was, like, cringe all the way. And then it was, like, after they're done, he's still stuck to her for, like, 30 minutes before it detaches.
Once again, I think I zoned out. 'Cause I don't remember any of that. But, wow.
But, like, seriously, that's all... And, like, mind you, he's a werewolf, so he's not a cat. But that's all I could picture is this, like, is a cat's peen being attached to a female cat and it, like, just not letting go. And her being, like, almost, like don't move because you'll be in pain. Like, that's what I saw. And so maybe it was my own imagination that grossed me out, but... And he even tells her, like, oh, don't move. It has to adjust. What? Like, oh, it lost me. Instantly down. so bad. So, like, she has written the books, like, Love Theoretically, Love Hypothesis. Amazing romance books, okay? They're cuddly ones. You can cozy up and you can read that all night long. It's a good beach read. It's a good weekend girls read, whatever. And you're here for it. And the smut's good. But I was like, this is not. Like, I feel violated as a woman. Like, I don't want to read anything else further with this. It was gross. It had the ick factor. That's what it had.
Okay. Yeah.
Giant ick. No. I could not with a knot. Yeah.
I don't know. What else is there to spoil?
Well, I guess, like, the whole thing about, like, her friend going missing. Oh, no. Wait a minute.
Oh, you wanted to say something.
The mating thing, knowing she's his mate. Are you kidding me? He smelled her and he knew. And I'm like, well, she's his mate. Do you know anything about werewolves? The smell and the whatever? Like, that was so bad. That's right before they get married. Why do you smell like that? And I'm right. I'm like, oh, because she's your mate, you dumbass. Like, that's why. Like, why? It didn't give us any indication. And I'm like, are we having, like a Jacob moment where he basically gets struck with the Manning bot in his face? Like, that's what it felt like. It was just not.
It must have been intentional because.
Maybe.
She was probably like, everyone's going to know they're going to be mated. So I'm just going to put it at the beginning of the book. And then it'll be about the journey and not so much about the surprise twist.
Yeah, but then she has to feed off of him. And she's getting the same jollies that he's getting off of that too. Like, it's a whole, I don't know. I'm like, are your species any different at this point in time? You're basically the same.
Yeah.
Like, that part made me upset. And then her friend and, like, her dad taking her friend to basically, like, control her and all that. What?
But then wasn't controlling her
Wasn't. I know. And then at the end, then her friend is now made it into this other were guy because it hits him in the face, too. I'm like, of course it is. Of course they're together. Lost all interest. And I didn't care about, like, Lo's sister being, like, half were and half human either. And we were supposed to care. Yeah. We were supposed to care about them being, like, an anomaly, like, in the society. Like, it was supposed to be, like, they've had these extra power, whatever. It just didn't happen. It didn't happen. I don't really have a whole lot, like, other than that. I was just like,
I was pissed,
her whole brother situation and, like, their weird connection and all that. I was like, I don't care.
And then Emery, what was the whole point? Like, they went to her, they flew on a plane, went to her house for a day. Only to have to turn around and go home because of a little girl. And I'm like, what was the whole point of that?
Of this baddie. Of this like, old werewoman, right? Yeah, that, like, was out to get them. It's just, it fell in so many categories. And it's like, if she just knew how to write fantasy better, this would have been a phenomenal book. Because I had so many avenues where I was like, oh, I'm here for it. Like, let's do it. Like, nobody's done this before. The whole trading thing with the bodies and, like, them basically having to live in another territory for, like, 18 years. Like, let's do something with that. Mm-hmm. And they did, like, she did a little bit with Misery because she didn't really know how to be a vampire because she was with humans.
Yeah.
Like, okay. But that's it. I don't know, girl. I was so underwhelmed. And, like, I want you to read other books by her? Because, no. Like, this is not the Allie Hazelwood that I know.
I'm good.
It's not. I can't unsee it. I was at work on my lunch break reading and I walked into another co-worker's office and I said, have you ever read a book where they are describing a knot contraption on a man's genitalia? I said, what would you do? And she goes, what? And so I explained it to her and she's like, that is the most cringiest way you could have identified that in any capacity. I'm like, I know. But you can't unsee it. Like, you just can't. Mm-hmm. She's a, by the way, she is a reader as well. So she understood what I was talking about to her. I just walk up to some random person. Like,
I figured.
As someone who reads a lot of fantasy, hello, my name is Ashley. Nice to meet you. That was terrible. Like, it's, you know what? It's giving the same feeling as like when we read about the word curls for the first time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would agree.
That's what's happening when you and I read our $5 spicy Dollar General. Yeah. I don't know, people. If you, like, let us know if you agree with us or not, but this book is getting, like, over 4-star reviews on Goodreads. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's because, like, they're just diehard Allie Hazelwood fans. And mind you, like, I am too. Like, I really like her, but I was highly disappointed.
I don't think
I can get over those areas. Yeah. The lack of plot, the word, there was nothing to hold on to after we got to a certain point.
I think people who read romance are not fantasy readers. And so they're like, really big Hazelwood fans, and they read this book and they're like, oh wow, this is what fantasy is like. No, it's not. So I just don't think that they're fantasy readers and they think that this is what fantasy is. And
no,
that's why they're giving it fives.
Yeah. That's bad. I'm excited to read our next one though, because at least she knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
At least I hope so. Actually, she has never steered me wrong, so I'm going to speak it out into the universe with Bardugo, because she's solid. I'm sorry, guys. This was a very lame book to review this month, but hopefully you enjoyed our talk about it. And until next time, we'll catch you in the next podcast.
Bye-bye.